Among our people, there is something that makes us suffer a lot. For many people, it is a cruel master. He does much damage to those who are his followers. This master is the habit of getting drunk. He makes his followers do many bad things, like killing people, even their relatives. He makes parents neglect their children. The children go hungry. They don't have enough clothes to wear. His followers get drunk. They get into fights. They hurt themselves and others. This cruel master makes his followers spend twice on him, once on buying the drink, and then again to pay fines for the damages he had done. This master comes from the devil. That is why he is evil and cruel. The devil only wants bad things from us because he hates us. There are some people who say, "Drinking is not my master. I can stop whenever I want to." Many people think like this. Then something happens. Family problems come. Relatives die. Your crops don't grow. Your cattle die. Then you are set and don't know what to do. You start to drink too much again. My people, if you who are listening are caught by this master, I will tell you words that can help you. They are from God's book. There is someone who can make this cruel master let you go. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus came into the world to destroy the works of the devil and set men free. But the cost of freeing us was very great. He gave his life to make payment for our sins. Now, by his Holy Spirit, he can live in our heart and give us power to resist the devil. Brothers and sisters, these words that I'm telling you are the words of God. Right now, turn your back on your old evil life. Turn to the Lord Jesus. He is waiting at the door of your heart. He wants to come into your life. If you are truly sorry for following this cruel master and want to turn away, then pray to Jesus and tell him you are sorry. Admit you are a sinner and ask him for forgiveness and help. He will come into your heart and forgive you for your many sins. He will give you a clean, new life. He can make you good and pure and strong. He can give you strength to refuse the evil master and his evil ways. Ask Jesus to come into your life now. Then, whenever you are tempted to turn back to the cruel master, pray to Jesus and ask him to be your strength. For you are not strong enough by yourself to resist the temptation. The Lord will help you if you give yourself to him completely.